That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour on this Thursday, March 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Diane Randall's input. And I understand what she's saying. She's running a very fiscally responsible township, Roscommon Township. They have paid for things and done things at the local level because of her managing skills, her ability to budget, put away a rainy day fund, have money in the bank. They want to do things at their local township. They do it on their own. They may even put it on the ballot for people to vote on at the local level. They can still do that. However, the Ax My Tax proposal says no more property taxes. My biggest problem with our current taxation system is when we went through Proposal A and came up with this homestead versus non-homestead. Businesses pay non-homestead, which is basically double. Double the taxes that you pay on your house as your principal resident, which is called homestead taxes. One thing Lansing doesn't get, Washington, D.C. doesn't even get this. Biden says it all the time. It's time for corporations to pay their fair share. Corporations, you idiot, do not pay taxes. Zero. That non-homestead tax bill that Diane Randall and her husband pay on their hardware store gets passed on to us, the consumers, because it's an expense of doing business. You don't run a business that's not profitable. That's number one. It has to be profitable. You take your gross sales, you subtract your hard costs, your building, the electricity, property taxes, heating, propane, natural gas, whatever you have, the cost of your employees to stock the shelves. Diane Randall placing the order last night for the hardware store after her day job. She had to do that late last night, was listening to the show in the podcast or the website. You have to add the non-homestead taxes into the cost of doing business. And then you price your products that are on the shelves according to those costs. And that's after you pay all your hard and soft costs, all your fixed costs, your employees' costs, your taxes, utilities, all that, the cost of the building, whether it's rent or whether you own the building and rent it from yourself, it doesn't matter. You have your costs. And then you try to throw in 10, 15, 20% profit. And then you put the price stickers on your goods. Businesses don't pay non-homestead taxes, even though they're charged non-homestead taxes by the assessor. Who pays them? The consumer does. Now, if this passes, here's the thing. And you heard Diane even say it. That would save me a ton of money. If we got rid of property taxes, it would save me and my business a ton of money. Well, guess what? All the price stickers in their hardware store could go down. They could go down and her maintain her same level of profitability. Why? Because they wouldn't have the non-homestead double taxation that we currently have. The system is screwed up. That's what Carla Wagner is saying. The system is screwed up. We are fed up. We are tired. We are not going to do this anymore. We want to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Now, you yahoos down in Lansing, you figure it out. you know, sometimes Nancy Pelosi made a statement, sometimes you just have to pass a bill to find out what's in it. That's exactly what this is. If people vote to get rid of their property taxes, then they'll have to figure it out. But I got a very simple question. Okay, we wouldn't end up paying $5,000 a year for our home, the property taxes we're currently paying. Diane wouldn't spend $15,000 on non-homestead for her hardware store. Whatever the numbers are, I'm just throwing numbers out there. Well, now, if your local municipality needs money to fund your ambulances, can you afford a special millage? Absolutely, you can. I'm not going to pay for pickleball courts, but I'm going to pay for the ambulance. If Vicky has a major heart attack or stroke, I want to be able to call 911 and have the ambulance rush her to the hospital, as opposed to me doing 120 miles an hour in the Yukon. I could probably get her there quicker, but I might run through some red lights and kill somebody. You see what I'm saying? There's ways to figure this out. And that's basically what Carla Wagner's saying. We're going to do this because we're fed up. We're going to do this. We're going to get the signatures. We're going to put it on the ballot. And with the people saying, I can get rid of my property taxes? Oh, heck yeah, I'm voting for that. Then Lansing's going to have to figure it out. And you know one way they're going to figure it out? I'll already tell you what it's going to be. State representatives that are elected every 2 years, state senators are elected every four. Vote for me. I will be your advocate in Lansing to make sure you get funding for your local municipality's absolutely essential services. That's what this is going to come down to. Police, fire, and ambulance. Those are essential services. You want a safe community? You got to fund your police. Your house catches on fire? You got to have a fully funded fire department. You get in a car accident? I was involved in a car accident. Local township showed up. They had to cut the door off of the driver's side door to get me out of the vehicle. The guy T-boned me coming out of a side street. Never stopped. Pulled right out into the side of me. Well, guess what? Those are essential services. They'll be paid for. Elect me to be your state rep, your state senator. I will go and advocate and fight for us up here in Northern Michigan. That's what it's going to come down to. I'm not going to vote for the budget, Governor. Not until you give my municipalities the money they need for essential services. That's what this is going to come down to. These nice guys that we elect, these county commissioners, they're all polished and they've got all this experience dealing with the Michigan County Association of Michigan, MAC, MTA, Michigan Township Associations. Oh, they got good, excellent working relationships with those organizations. So vote for me. I don't really care about whether or not you're a nice guy. I want somebody that's going to be a fighter and advocate for us. And with all the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that people will be saving on owning their homes, their businesses, their farms, you know who really gets nailed on this? Farmers. Non-homestead taxes on land that they farm is ridiculous. We need to have a change, folks. And that's basically what this is. As far as show me the money, you know what? I'm almost to the point, I don't even care. Pass it, then you guys figure it out. Maybe you need to get rid of MDOT and those five airplanes that they own. Mismanaging the way the roads and infrastructure bridges are maintained in the state of Michigan. How about getting rid of all this economic development, picking winners and losers, trying to attract people from outside our state? What about our own local businesses? I had a story pulled up earlier today. May be able to get that in the final segment. You know what? Let me reach over to that and see if I can find it right now. Because I got to tell you, it's broken. The state of Michigan is broken. It needs to be fixed. Here it is right here. House Minority Leader Matt Hall was asked during a press conference roundtable yesterday if legislation revamping the strategic outreach and attraction reserve. These four-letter acronyms they come up with that sound good. It's called the SOAR Fund. SOAR like an eagle. Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve would be completely off the table for the Republican caucus. Why? Because he responded by sharing a laundry list of other reforms the Republican caucus would like to see first before they start tackling stronger SOAR funding. The conversation was referencing several Senate bills that passed in the Senate late last night, including legislation that would rebrand SOAR as the Make It in Michigan Fund, allocating 50% of the total funding that would be given toward transformational community investments. See how they call spending our money? Investments. And they want to do it at transformative community projects. Also passed were bills rebuilding and rebranding the Governor Snyder era Good Jobs for Michigan program. It was a high wage incentive for regional employment. Now they're giving that a four-letter acronym called HIRE. High wage incentive for regional employment would allow Michigan program to incentivize businesses by allowing them to keep the income tax that they pay for new employees. Well, instead of sending to Lansing, you get to keep the money. Well, why these passed in the Senate along party lines, Republicans voting no, Democrats voting yes, there's going to be a problem when they get to the House. Why? One Democrat, Dylan Wiggler of Garden City. I am absolute no vote on these bills, not interested in changing my vote. And they don't have enough votes to pass it without him. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just to wrap up this story. House Minority Leader Matt Hall is not getting anywhere negotiating with the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate. 54-54, we got gridlock. Nothing's happening in the House, even though they're passing bills in the Senate. Not going to go anywhere. Hall held a press conference when asked what it would take for Democrats to unlock bipartisanship. Well, Hall started with a general list of priorities. He said he would like to see the state support existing businesses like Diane Randall's hardware store and ours and others before we start attracting outsiders to come to Michigan. He'd like to see legislation that pushes back on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and other funds to get them to provide more incentives to small businesses that need the help here now. He also would like to see the state income tax rolled back to 4.05%, which was the intent by the Republicans back in 2015, and he'd like to restore right to work. Well, the reporters laughed at him when they pointed out that these reforms weren't likely under Democratic control. Being pressed, Hall then narrowed his scope specifically to this SOAR reform. He said he wants to see SOAR equipped with stronger clawback provisions in cases where companies take the money and then lay off workers or promise to create high-paying jobs and then don't deliver. One thing that the Hire and Good Jobs program did right was require that jobs created jobs that were paying above median wage, median, not minimum, median, meaning average. The current SOAR package doesn't care what the wages are. That's a problem. If the governor wants to keep using the term high-paying jobs, then they should be high-paying jobs and not minimum wage. I don't think that is holding true to the original spirit of SOAR when it was originally passed. See, here's the problem. Here is exactly what the problem is. We are assuming that these funds for economic development are cast in stone, as if they're in our Constitution. Folks, they are not. This is extremely wasteful government spending of our taxpayer dollars that don't need to be done. The way you fix economic development is a complete restructure of our state. get rid of the property taxes, get rid of state income tax. We were just in the state of Florida. They have a higher sales tax in Florida than we do in Michigan. We were visiting friends and vacationing in Florida. Still on vacation, won't be back until Friday's show. Here's the point. We needed to buy stuff when we were down in Florida. Well, guess what? I paid the sales tax at a higher rate, and I don't even live in Florida. But I was driving on their nice roads. I was forced to pay their higher gas prices. It's what you do when you go to a destination vacation place. And that's exactly what Michigan is. We don't have Disney World, but we got gorgeous restaurants and golf courses and natural beauty and cooler weather in the summertime. People from Florida come to Michigan like crazy in the summer months. Well, guess what? Maybe they need to be paying a higher sales tax. Meanwhile, us residents would be benefiting from no state income tax and no property taxes. Very simple. The state has to be restructured. It's got to be done with common sense, and you got to be able to compete with other states. Could you imagine if we had no property taxes on our homes and businesses, non-homestead on the businesses especially, and also our second retirement cottage homes, the deer camp up north, whatever, and no state income tax? People would be flocking to our state like crazy. But then the governor won't be able to pick winners and losers and giving money to their friends who finance their campaigns for re-election. That's what this is ultimately going to come down to. This is exactly why Ask My Tax needs to be on the ballot. You need to get involved. You need to go to their website, axmitax.org, get a petition sheet, get the signatures, and mail them back. We put this on the ballot and it passes. This is a game changer. This could force Lansing to have to change the way they do business down there in Lansing. And stop talking about Michigan Economic Development Corporation and SOAR and the Michigan Strategic Fund and HIRE and all this crap. And get down to the business of providing essential services. The Constitution says three things. Pass a budget, fund the schools, fund the prisons. All this other stuff is garbage. Bottom line, that's it. So I'm going to leave you with Class TC. If you want to attend the class on April 13th, Class Flint, if you want to take the training down in Flint. Lastly, cards. We're going to the post office tomorrow. We're going to ship them out. Go to acconservatives.org, donate $21, and we'll send them to you. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and